Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of Chiya Bar Vav B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Zayis Kavash Amor Alav Bar Pira Eitz. If you have a pickled olive, you make a Bar Pira Eitz. So begin by Yavas B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Ziyarak Shalach Amor Alav Shakalim Bavaro. If it is a cooked vegetable, you make Shahakol. I'm Rabbi Shulam Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. My sister Masai Rabbi Yom Yafes. So we have again. We have two people quoting Rabbi Yechon. Okay, so we have Rabbi Chiya Bar Va, and you have Rabbi Yom Bar Yafes. So, Kavash is pickling, and Shalok is cooking, but Kavash came a bushel. Let's assume it's whole. I don't think. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. He doesn't, he holds, once you cook it, it changes its taste. Once you change its taste, it's a different broth. So you see, you have a machlokas, what Rabbi Yechonon held. Rabbi Chiya Bar Va held that if it's pickled, it retains its bracha, right? Rabbi Yom Bar Yafes held, if it's sholok, it changes its shakal in the row. It seems that there's a machlokas over here. Okay, let's assume that they're totally zebazed. That if you hold cholak, that's the same thing as kavash. That they're synonymous. Amar Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, Masisa Masayim Rav Yamin Yefes. We have a support for Rav Yamin. Rav Yamin is one that said it changed, right? Because it says by maror on Pesach night that if you have your maror that what you're not yotze with lo kfushim lo shlukim lo mavsholim. If they're pickled, if they're cooked. Sholok is cooked extensively, and mavushal is cooked normally. Im ba'ayin on hain, if they're in original state, that's a separate thing. So the first statement is you're not yotze. Okay, so the first statement is you're not yotze if they're pickled. The second, so right over there, without going further, so you see that Rabbi Yamin Yafis is correct because he said that if it's sholok, then it changes the bracha to shahakol. So you obviously would not be yotze mor on Pesach because it has to be a bar pri hadoma to be yotze mor, right? That's the Gemara is making that assumption. Then at the end of the brisa it says, but if it's be'en, if it's in the original state, then you are yotze. That seems to be obvious. Anyway, that's the right. Who knew better the teachings of Rabbi Yochanan? Then which Talmud knew better? Who's the one that really knows what Rabbi Yechon and Shittas are? Laura Yechon, Laura Chiya Bar Va. Isn't Rabbi Chiya Bar Va the star Talmud? So how could you go and try and be noted in terms of who you're going to follow and follow? Even though they brought a riot to him, the main thing is who knows better what Rabbi Yechon said? The Talmud Muvak Rabbi Chiya Bar Va. Okay. We also have another proof for why. We saw that the rabbis, great rabbis, used to go in to be Menachem Ovel and Nosvin, Turmusin, they used to serve these turmus beans, which were obviously boiled, whatever. They used to make a bracha of bar pri adama for turmusin lav shlukin hain. Haven't they been very well cooked? So you see, cooked vegetables retain a bracha of bar pri adama. So you have a maisa where they're making a bar pri adama on cooked vegetables, and you have the star Talmud saying that you retain the same bracha. So these are the questions. I mean, it's a little funny because if you have a mishnah or whatever, a masnisa. A Mishnah supporting one, and you have a Maisa supporting the other. I mean, I think I'd go with the Mishnah rather than the Maisa, but that's me. Anybody want to ask a question? Yeah. Quickly, because it becomes blank on the tape. I don't want to have blanks. Could you eat the vegetable raw? It doesn't make a difference. Let's assume you could. Let's assume you could. I don't think it makes a difference. I understand. You're thinking halacha l'maisa. You've got to kind of like push the halakha l'maisa out of your mind right now because this Yerushalmi is completely is delayka halakha. Okay, let's not worry about this for now. In Tamer Shanyahi, if you're going to say it's different, I'm sorry, in Tamar is what he puts over here. What about the Mishnah regarding the Mar? How is that? Isn't that a raya against Sophia Rava? That's he basically Shem's asking what I just asked you. So the Gemara says that I can be docha. Why? Shanya he, that case of Mar is different. Sha'amra Torah Mirorin. The Pasuk says that you have to have something which is bitter. So the problem there is not an issue of the bracha bray priyadam. Lo'ilam, I'll tell you that if you would have been pickled tomorrow, you would have still made a bray priyadam, but you still can't use it on Pesach. Why? Because you boiled out, or you soaked out the bitterness out of the bitter herbs, so mamela, you can't use it on Pesach. That's an easy raya to push off, okay? Okay, shashalka baltimore, it's the bitterness is gone. Okay. So now the Gemara is assuming that these two, Rabbi Barva and Rabbi Yaman, were arguing each other. Now we're going to try a way to show that they don't argue with each other. Rabbi Yosef Rabbon, actually, they're not arguing. Zayas, when it comes to an olive, because it's usually eaten raw. Now we're on Samachalaf on the base. Afapisha Kavosho, but Enohu, even though it is pickled, it's still considered its original state. I think somebody asked me before whether it was whole, right? So this is going to go through, this might be, I think, Muhammad said worse. Yorok, but when it comes to a vegetable, so it's not usually eaten raw, kim shloko nishtano. So then once it's cooked, it's transformed into a new, different product. It's no longer the fruit of the ground. Shahako biris would be made. It's hard even to read this because it's so foreign to me, you know. It's not eaten raw. You boil it, so that makes it roi lachila. So now you should make it bright priyadama. That's the way I think about it. But the Yerushalmi here is saying just the opposite. So it says over here in footnote 2, vegetables are inedible in their raw state. The cooking makes them edible, and they don't retain their original blessing. Mara Fulda points out, since that while Esav Rava's explanation reconciles the two rulings, leaves Rabbi Yochanan's at odds with the great rabbis, who recited the bright rhythm of the cooked tormos beans, right? They're unfit to be eaten raw. So they would disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so that's going to be a problem. That's not going to reconcile everything. The bottom, he talks about other things. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is totally... I mean, it's foreign to me, this whole way of thinking here. I'm not sure how to frame it. I'm not going to work on it too hard. Chutzman apas. So it says, except for bread. Bread you make almost in the arts as opposed to the bread piyah dum. Rabbi Yaakov bar Racha Amar is spalgur b'lechem yivra bonus. They had a machlokas. And lechem yamar hamoitzi lech min arts. This is the famous machlokas. What's the girsa in the bracha? Are you goris hamoitzi? Again, remember the focus when you make a bracha is that it should be going lisha avar, should be going, because it's Hashem who gave this to us. We're making a bracha on the bread now. So we want the language to be mashma avar, okay? So hamotzi lechem aretz, one, Rabbi Nechemi said hamotzi with a hey. In Rabbanan Ami, motzi lechem aretz, they made it without the hey. Does he bring I think he brings the Gemara in Bavli, which gets a little more into the Rayas, the proofs from the, what does he quote it on the bottom? Maybe it's quoted later. I remember that, the Bavli quotes Tzukim, like Kel Motzi Yom and Mitzrayim, Hamotzi Lachem Mayim, Michalomish Tzur, different psukim which have the word motzi. Sometimes it means in the past, sometimes it means bringing forth in the future. So it's there's different proofs. I can't seem to find it right now. Anybody see it?
He's saying that in the time of Adam Arisho, before he was quoted, the lechem used to come
here,
out whole.
Yeah, here, well, one second. The Pnei Moshe said, the Pnei Moshe has the psukim up here. Rabbanu Noma Motzi. You see the thing, Moshe, the motzi who mashma lesha avar. Motzi is mashma in the past. Ketiv kel motzi yom in Mitzrayim. Ukvar hotzi yom. He took them out already. Aval ha motzi lahabo mashma. Ketiv ha motzi es famitachas to los Mitzrayim. At that moment, in Shmuel Svav, Chal Yisrael was still meshuvah in Mitzrayim. So ha motzi is mashma in the future, right? The Eishashak for Adayin lo hitziyom. Okay, so that's why, right? That's why saying motzi, Rabbanan felt motzi was a better girsa. Okay, so that's a machlokas. Asin Elaine Pulugvasa, Kenan Pulugvasa, this machlokas is like the other machlokas. And we quote the following machlokas. Lefes, when it comes to this turnip, let's say, Reb Chinna bar Yitzhak, Reb Shulam bar Imi, Kanama Lefes, Lopas, Paisa, that word Lefes, they're dashing the word Lefes. So it's like a combination. Lefes, Lopas, it's not bread. Or wasn't this bread before Adam HaRishon sinned? So this is exactly what we just mentioned before, though, right? Chad Amar, Lefes, Lopas, Hiasid Alios, is this not destined to be passed in the future, right? So in Olam Haba, you'll have these, or Mashiach, right? You'll have these loaves in the size and form of large turnips. So what's this got to do with anything? He pisas ba'aretz barosh harim. There'll be a pisas bar, the hand-sized bread rolls growing on the earth. But what's this machlokes about lefes got to do with what we just talked about? Does it have anything to do with motzi?
Yeah.
It identifies this dispute with another dispute. But do they have anything to do with each other?
I think it's talking about stuff that was in the past, as opposed to stuff that will be in the future, which is what you were saying.
Very good, very good. That's the right shot. Very good. Thank you. That's right. So lefes, in other words, lefes could be in the past, could be in the future, and like that's the machlokes of motzi and hamotzi. Okay, Reb Yirmiyah Barach Kumli Reb Zeira Hamotzi Lach Menaretz. So he made a bracha. He made bracha with hamotzi. The kasei, he praised him for it. Ma, what is that? Reb Nechemia. He's acting like Reb Nechemia, who's the minority opinion against the chachamim. Why is he praising him? So the Gemara says Shalolo Arev Rashi Osios. That the problem is that there's a clash of two common letters. If you're going to say motzi lechem on arts, then look at the bracha. Bracha tashem lekenem melech ha'olam motzi lechem on arts. You're going to have to pause after ha'olam in order not to run the mems together. So therefore, the reason why he praised him was because by making it ha'motzi, you avoid this mem, the clashing issue. Well, it's like Krishma, praise someone. So even though correct, say even though motzi sounds better lisha avar, but hamotzi is also mashma lisha avar. I should say it like this: it's mashma both lisha avar and l'osid, and therefore the rabbanim were willing to waive the preferable girsa nusach because of this concern, right? And in fact, the poskim speak out that you don't also have to be careful in the bracha of hamotzi. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You're going to have another clash of mems. That's surprising to do that because to make such a take it into such consideration. That's what they do. I think that's what they're going to say. Yeah, I think they speak that out. Because what are you going to say? Hamotzi lechem min. Hamotzi lechem hamin. You can't say amen, right? Okay. Mayato hamin haaretz. This is Gemara speak this out. I'm telling you the Gemara. Mayato hamin haaretz sholo arev rashi osios. What I just told you. Okay. Adaitir dum nechemya habari pri hagofen. So why don't you say habore? One second. Because if you want to talk about the future, so let's talk about the future, the world to come by wine. You should say it, referring back to the old way. Well, this is a strange question. Well, because the same way he holds that the same way he holds the bread is going to come out in the future, so the wine is also going to come forth from the trees. So you'll be able to go to your tree, put your cup up there, and it'll just say, fill it up. It's going to have like a tap, everywhere you go. It's amazing, no? Just 1 second. Just 1 second. I'm looking at variant D. Okay, let's go on. Rebs Rikon Amar Rebs Eiraboy. Okay, now this is a very famous Yerushalmi. It's quoted in Halacha, it's quoted Tosfos, quotes this in Brachos. Now, Reb Zeira asked the following question. Let's suppose you have a bowl of turmos beans, and you want to eat the entire bowl. And then you take out one single bean with your hand, and you make a bracha on the one bean, and you know, you say, bar pri hadam on this bean, right? V'nafal minei, and then you drop the bean, which is easy to do with one bean, right? Mahu mevarchei loy zmantinonos. What's the rule of having to make another bracha on the remaining beans which are in the bowl? Now, you had in mind to eat the whole bowl of beans, mind you. Okay? Ma bein olav einyam asamayim. So the Gemara says, what's the question? What about if you are bending over, there's a running brook of water, of nice fresh spring water, and you're about to bend over and make a shahakal on the abivaro. And the water you're pressing on right now is not the same water that you're going to scoop up with your lips as you bend over with your hands.
Modern day water fountain.
Or modern day water fountain. So we'll make it that way, correct? So why isn't that the same problem? So the Gemara says that's simple. Now we're on Samach Bezim and Aleph. Amren, Tamon, Lekach, Kifin, Daitim, Tila. There, when you made the Bracha Shacholim Mevaro on the water, you knew it was coming. Right, you knew that what you were looking at was not what you were making a bracha on, and you had in mind the water that was coming from upstream. But here you had in mind before you dropped the bean to make the bracha on that particular bean, so it's not exactly the same. Tony Rabkia, Ame Barakan Alapas, El Bashaw, Shahu Pores. Now, what we do is we switch gears a little bit. Yeah, you were going in and out. I don't know what was going on there, Joe. It would switch gears a little bit. And we're talking about, if let's suppose I have a loaf of bread, right? We're still connected, Joey. you want to disconnect? Because give me a headache. Thank you. You have a loaf of bread. So now, there are different ways you could do this. You could slice the bread and then make a bracha al motzi lechem ha'aretz on the slice of bread that you sliced off the loaf. Or you could make a bracha al motzi lechem ha'aretz on the whole loaf and then slice the loaf, right? There are different options, right? That's what we do on Shabbos. So that's what we're going to study now. Okay. Let's read the English first. One should not first break off a piece of bread from the loaf and then recite the blessing. Rather, you should recite the blessing while the bread is still whole and break the bread as he completes the blessing, because if he first breaks off a piece and then recites the blessing, then it'll be only recited over that piece. If he should happen to drop that piece or lose it, like the dog gets it, and then you have to get another piece, right? So then you're going to have to make another bracha on the remaining loaf. So therefore, the better thing would be to make the bracha while the slice is still attached to the loaf so that you won't have this problem if you drop the piece. So that's a raya that the one bean, if you made the bracha on the one bean, that you'd have to make another bracha on the remaining bowl of beans. Okay, that's not the halacha, by the way. That's what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying. Okay. Amra b'chia barva hada amra ha'ahon d'nasei v'gula m'varach l'vei. So in effect, it comes out that if you take a roll and you make a bracha, kula asim b'yadei, and before he takes a bite, it falls out of his hands. And then you have to make another roll, charach b'mvarchi loy mitzbantinyonos. Then you have to make another bracha the second time on the remaining rolls. It seems to be almost identical. It's not exactly what the big chiddush is over here. I think they point that out. It doesn't seem to make much of a big chiddush over here. Okay, whatever. Amar Tanchum Bar Yudon, Sharach Loim Rav Roshen Kol Mechusa Lo Lovoed, Sholahaska Shem Shemayim Vatal. If this were to happen to somebody and he dropped it, he should right away say Baruch Shem, because by that so doing, he's Masaka in the Baruch Vatal issue. So let's just talk a second about Tzias HaPas for 1 second. Halach LaMaisa. So as we said, on Shabbos, the minhag is to just make a simen or something with a knife. The doctor can do that. And they make a brachos to Blech Mishnah. During the week, and you know, chassin kallahs should be taught this in their chassin classes because they have to do this in front of the camera. And they shouldn't look like amaratz in their first video show that they have in their life. So what they should do is, halacha is, you're supposed to make the cut down enough so that if you would hold the bread up by one side, that it would still bring up the whole bread. So cut down, let's say, one third, depends how the bread, how tight the dough is. So if you have, it's a real tight bread, you can do it even more. And then you make the bracha, holding with your 10 fingers on the bread, because it's 10 fingers, you have 10 fingers, 10 mitzvahs or shenregeah bread, you have 10 oisiyas in this pasuk out chita zara, 10 oisiyas in the bracha, almost like, all right, so there's a whole thing about 10 fingers on the bread. And then you take your knife and slice it to completion. But the main thing is, that way it still had a halacha like a shaling when you made the bracha. So there's an inyan of shleimus even during the week. It's not just on Shabbos. The only difference between during the week and on Shabbos is whether you cut down into the bread before you make the hamotz. Yeah. Which one? You're talking about a weekday? No, on Shabbos, all I said was that the doctor can make a little mark. It doesn't say the reason. It just says how a doctor can used to make a cement. It doesn't say why. I don't know what the doctor can be doing. Are you makbid that you make that when you make that mark is where you're going to put back your knife when you eventually cut it? Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I can't find it.
Especially not at the bottom.
What's that? Especially not when you cut the bottom one. Yeah.
That's why the aim of your mouth is so you cut the bottom one.
That's a small halacha he's saying. Here he's saying. So he's saying that what you do is you're making especially at night, so you shouldn't be over an aim of your mitzvah. So he starts the mitzvah of the cutting by making a little notch in the bread. So okay, that could be. I never heard that svar. It's a very interesting svar. Okay. This is the makar, by the way. This is the makar for the inyan of saying Baruch Shem Kol Mechusa Lo Lavad. This, you got it here. If anybody wants to know, what's the makar for saying Baruch Shem Kol Mechusa Lo Lavad on a bracha that would be otherwise Latala? The Samach Beis Oman Aleph here. The reason why for that is because you want to have as little hefsik between the cutting of the bread between the bracha and the eating of the bread. You want that to be as close together as possible. The din normally is, I know people know this, the halacha is, when you make any bracha on food, you're supposed to eat that food toch kidei dibur of the bracha. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people are nitchal in this. I see this all the time. They'll make a shaka mivara. Come over here, I'll give you a piece of this. You know, like they take their time. They think they have all the time in the world. That's totally, totally wrong. It's shackling me right into your mouth. Now we're going to get right into that next. Okay. Baruch Shem is a tikkun. Because you're saying this shame of Hashem that I just said, it should be mevarach l'olam v'ed. So therefore, I've made something out of nothing, so to speak. It's a tikkun. Okay. If you say Baruch Atah Adonai, Lamdeni Chukecha is what you should end off. That's what they say. But if you didn't say that, it's somehow or other, to some extent, yeah. Okay, Ad Kama Yifos. Let's see, how big a piece, the way they say it over here is, how small a piece should you break off when you're making the broth? Meaning, you're slicing a slice of bread, how much should I slice the bread in half? I have two big pieces. Should I slice it from the end? Exactly. What do you do over here? So Rav Kinnah, Rav Mona, Chad, Amar, Ad Kazayas. You get up to a Kazayas, no smaller. Chad, Amar, Ad Pachas, Kazayas. You can do even less than a Kazayas. Amar, the Mar, Kazayas, Chai, the Sin, Tamot. That's like the Mishnah says, Menachas. It says, Chulam, Pesis, and Kazayas. This is talking about the Menachas. So, of course, they did a Kamitza. And then they had, let's say they had the baked, matzah. And then they used to break apart the matzah and mix it together with some oil, whatever. And so it says, how big are those pieces? Full on pesis and kazayas. When you break apart those matzahs, you break them into sizes of kazayas. Man demar pachas min kazayas. And the one that says less than kazayas, tani d'Rav Yishmael over there by those menachas. So there's a chalokas, so Yishmael disagrees. And he says, no. Even if you break those pieces, those matzahs into the size of flour, it's also good enough. So because of that, it's totally in this machlokas. So is this where I can talk about this? I think it's for a little further, maybe. Let me go a little further. I want to talk about this a little bit. Tony, kosher amar machra of shalosh brachas. Anything which you say berachas hamazon after you eat it, so you say hamotzi before you eat it. That seems obvious, right? The answer would be possible with kistin, right? Let's suppose you bring kaveya su'uda on cake, on pizza. So if you're going to bench after the pizza, you're not going to make a mazonos on the pizza. You're going to make hamotzi on the pizza, okay? So that will change the bracha on pizza. If you're eating one slice of pizza, according to those people who hold, you can make a mazonos on pizza on one slice. My grandma Berger holds that way. I know that for sure. The reason why is because you're not going to bench afterwards. Anything that you bench afterwards, you're going to make hamotzi before. That's what this is saying. On the other hand, if you're not going to bench, you're not going to make hamotzi on it. Now that is a little difficult because even if I take a little piece of bread this big, you know, the size of my finger, it's not going to make a difference. Whenever you eat any amount of bread, you have to make hamotzi on it. Well, I didn't talk about that. I was told he held, I heard him talk about this, and he felt that even two slices is not really a meal. I don't know. I think it depends on your appetite. For my wife, two slices of pizza would certainly be a meal. I mean, even one slice is a meal for her. But anyway, my father, Shalom, he did not hold like my father was makbid gomer to wash on pizza every time. And I heard that Rabbi Berkowitz also that way. I'm not here to pass in halachas or tell over halacha ma'aseh stories, but this is just Mipiyah Shmam, just telling you what I heard. I don't know. When I went to yeshiva, we were always told two slices mazonos, three slices hamotzi. That's what we were told all the time. I don't know where it came from. Okay. Hatevun. Harei pachas mekazayas. So the Gemara asked that question. Why are you telling me that if you don't get a bench, you're not going to make hamotzi? If you have less than a kazayas of bread, harei enoi marach rof shalosh brachos, you don't bench. Mi'ata lo yom olof hamotzi lif man ha'aretz, you're not going to say hamotzi? That doesn't make sense. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yaakov barach ha'amar lusha arminim nitzuchah. We're talking about to exclude other kinds of foods. What does that mean? It means, I think what I was talking before about. Other species which do not occasion cake. Right. So we're not coming to exclude regular bread, we're coming to exclude other mediums such as rice cakes. Correct. Exactly right. Rav Abba B'Shem Ra. So he said the following: Masubin Asurim Litom Klom, Achi Yitom Hamavarf. The people who are okay, we're all sitting around the table, right? And they call them Masubin, of course, if it's not a table in those days, they used to all lean on separate beds, whatever, however, but nowadays it will be around the table. So they're not allowed to taste anything. They're not allowed to eat from the bread, actually yitom hamavarach, until the one who's making hamotzi tastes his bread first. Now, hold on 1 second. So this is what we were just talking about. This Gemara is mamish the Gemara we're talking about. So let's just talk this out before we read the Gemara. So because I want to see if you guys can pick up a raya from this Gemara, what you think the right minhag, if you can say such a thing, is. So there's two ways that people do amotzi. Another way my father did it. My father cut, made amotzi lechman aretz on Shabbos. He cut the whole challah, right? Then he put sliced challah into the tray in the middle of the table. He took a piece and he passed the rest of the thing out. So there was quite a bit of time between the time he made amotzi and the time he ate the bread. That's one minhag. And this is a minhag of my new son-in-law's who came into the family. And I saw him do it. I was very disturbed, but you know, there's always new minhag coming in. And he sliced one slice and immediately put it in his mouth. So I asked him, of course, my high. He said, he told me. So there should be less of a hefsek. And he told me that that's the preferred minhag. He made sure to make sure that he knocked my minhag, you know. Of course, it took a kemener. But right now, but
making a motzi on the boxes, and you break it, you're giving it out to some of the people, so you have.
But Pesach night is another shmooze. Talk about maybe another time. But right now, I feel we've already seen a raya to my father's minhag. Because look what the Yerushalmi said. Yerushalmi said, the other people cannot taste from their bread until the one who's handing it out, who made the bracha, is toeim. If he didn't give it out yet, there's nothing to talk about. Menachem. My son-in-law's name is Menachem. So just in case he ever hears this. Yeah. In terms of time, I don't think there's a difference. How much longer?
A few seconds.
That's not very much. That's pretty.
What if you have 30 people around the table? It could be 3 minutes until the last person gets the call.
But he's saying, why is that?
No, but I'm saying I don't see the big Milo. Okay, whatever. I hear what you say. I hear. Okay. So that's the first. So let's see the next thing. We're now on Tzav Beis on the base 62B. Okay. Rabbi Yishuv Levi Omar. Levi says the following: Shosin Afalpi Shaloi Shasa, that they can drink from their cups, even though the one that what had made the bracha, the one who made kiddush, let's say for example, didn't drink from his yet. Ma poli, are they arguing? Is Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi arguing with Rav? Apparently, that was certainly not something that would be considered. That's going to be the answer. That's exactly the answer. Ma demar Rav kishohayu kolim zukokim lekikarecha. When Rav was talking and said that nobody could eat, that's when they were all relying on the one challah that the person who was making a motzi on. That's where everybody had their kosts already pre-filled, which is my minhag, by the way. I pre-fill all kosts of all guests before I make kiddush. I do not pour from my cup into their cups. I don't do any of that with this focus. That takes too long. Okay, everybody is pre-filled my house. Okay, if you ever want to be a guest on my Elvestine, you're more than welcome to come. And I will share with you. First of all, there's no difference between what minhag you have. You always have in mind everyone. Whether I have the coast in front of them or not, I'm always being motzi everybody in my bracha. Yeah. In fact, all the wine have halacha of kos shel bracha. That's what people don't get. They don't understand. Kos shel bracha does not mean it has to come from this cup.
So you do that also with your family?
Yeah.
Meaning without guests?
Okay. Yeah, this is the way we do it. Pre-pour.
But I think the difference is not going to be between the halacha of the wine is very possible.
Yeah.
First of all, the wine, even if you say that some say they have to drink,
yeah.
The bottom line is they don't have to drink in the same way
that you have to make a mitzi on the bread, they have to have the bread.
So you're saying the difference is well, they can't have to eat. That's true that they have to eat the bread. So what? Why is that going to make a difference? That's how is that going to make a difference whether they can drink?
According to Rishon ben Levi, that's why you didn't have to wait.
So you don't have to wait because you don't have to drink it.
Right.
I'm not sure I see the connection. Okay. The fact that you have to do something means you have to.
I have to make a bird here, drop in before I drink, but I don't have to because you're late. Now, I can drink mine before yours. What's the difference? We're all drinking.
I'm not an extension. I don't have to be an extension. So I don't have to wait for you to leave.
I want to explore this thing. So in a case where it does not, the coast is not in front, you're telling me you didn't need to come on to the Shami's answer, that it's where the coasts were pre-filled. Right. So you're coming onto my coast, Shel Bracha, in order to drink. But you're saying that you can drink before me because you don't have to drink the wine. That's what you said?
I think you do have to.
You do have to.
No, the terrace is a good
terrace. So you're being honest with the question, the terrace is a little different.
If you don't have it, it's all in your cup, and you're passing it around, you've got to drink it first.
Right, right. That we agree with. Okay, fine. Okay, got it. Okay. So again, so each one had. The Brisa says, the one who makes a motzi, he reaches first for the food that is subsequently served. So when kugel comes out, when fish comes out, when chicken comes out, the one that made the hamotzi lechem haaretz takes first, he's served first. In other words, a lot of people, you know, they don't realize, they think that, oh, because he's being served first, I'm being served because I'm the husband, I'm the bala bas. That's not why I'm being served first. I'm being served first because I made hamotzi. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch that says, hamavarech, I'm supposed to take the first portion. That's a din. That's a chashivas, whatever it is.
Every course.
Ella. And then made a motzi. Yeah. Yes. Ella emrata lachlok will cover the rabbi or the misha gomel menobatora. Or unless you want to give out cover to somebody who's greater than you, you have a rebbe there. You have some big talmud chacham there at your table, you know. So then, or shus b'yaro, you can hand it out to him.
Give the other kids first, give the guests first,
give me last. I've been a lot of houses where the baal bas is always taking last. I've always been annoyed by it. I don't know why, it just rubs me the wrong way. Doesn't it rub you the wrong way when the ball boss is always saying, everybody else take first? It's not the way it's done, you know? Joey, is that the way you do it? I know. It doesn't bother you. I don't say it should bother you. It shouldn't bother you. I don't need to say anything should bother anybody. Let's say fair. Let's just go on. Okay. Rav, it doesn't indicate that, I don't know how severe this is. You know, this is just a Derek Harris. It seems that this is the right way to do it. I don't know what. Kohen can always be given first. Yeah. Rav can have a potzi, have a tomb smaller before I be minute. Now over here it says very interesting. Rav would taste with his left and divide with his right. So he says over here, the other diners are prohibited to eat from the bread even after it is given to them until the one reciting the blessing eats from his piece. So Rav would eat with his left hand while giving out bread with his right hand. So they would get to eat as soon as they receive their slices, as soon as possible. So that's clear that he sliced the bread first. Again, a proof to my father's minhag. Again, Menachem, will you please pay attention? So there you go. Okay. Now, next. Rav Huna Amar, Ahon Demar Sa Barak Sa Barak. Now, over here, we're talking about an interesting din over here. Here's, you're actually speaking between the Brach of Hamotzi and tasting the bread. You're talking, giving mafsik the dibur after you said Hamotzi Nachmanaretz, and you're saying, oh, Sav Brich, take a piece of bread. Again, this is obvious. He's handing out the bread. Otherwise, this whole Gemara doesn't make any sense, right? So, Eibah Mishum Hesek Bracha, that's not a Hesek. Havach, one of the Saraya, but to say, give grass to the ox, because you're not supposed to eat before you feed your animals, then Yeshveh Mishum Hesek Bracha. Here, the Yerushalmi is Chalak on the Bavli, of course. We hold Gavul Turi is not a Hesek. Halacha L'maisa. But over here, the Yerushalmi holds not like that. Yerushalmi holds saying to feed the animals is considered a Hesek.
Why do
they
have to pick that time to say feed the animals?
They remember they're not supposed to eat before you, for the animals. Yeah. And remember, you're always going to remember the things. You're always going to remember the things that you have to do at the last possible second. That's human nature. Huna Amar, Hador Shatisa, Hador Murto Shechikta. So the Shatisa. They don't know what, they're not sure what ground murta is, so we'll just leave that one alone. But shatisa they have is some kind of a liquid. It's a drink. They ground up what's that? Dates?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was wheat.
Flour.
It says shatisa.
Right, that's flour.
Flour of kernel. Okay, here he says that just to read what it says in 11, it's a beverage made of flour of kernels that were toasted while they were moist. The flour, which remained sweet, mixed with oil, water, salt to form shatisa. Okay, so what would you normally think you would make on this? You would think that because it has flour in it, you'd make a bar mitzvah mazonos. Things that have flour, you make a mazonos on it, right? But what? No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. The reason is because it's a beverage. It's a drink. You don't make barim mizonos on a drink. That's why a beer, you make shahakal. That's why in the shatisa, you make a shahakal. I'm going to love shahakal near the bar. Rav Huna Amar Harei Shanasal Tov Piv. Yeah. I'm just giving an example. Yeah. Comments, you know.
Flour.
Apple juice?
Apple juice has flour. That's why.
It's not in my ingredients. My ingredient says 100%.
It's apple juice. Flour there. That's what gives it the substance.
It's not. It's not on the. It's not on the ingredients.
Orange juice, do you need a hash of face up? No. Apple juice, you need a hash of face up.
Really?
They put.
I never heard the
flour. It might not be enough for the ingredients. I'm not going to argue. But I'm done.
If you're right, you're right. How can you argue with that? Okay, ready to finish now. So now we have the final sugya over here, which is this is probably the most important sugya of the whole day. Of who knows Maharishi Naslo Tov Piv, the Shochach Lo Birach. A person puts food in his mouth. You forgot to make a brach. If it's liquid, you spit it out. Okay, you spit it out into your cup. It's right, very anyway. And I'm just going to stop right here for a second and say, this point that if you, it's liquid that you spit it out, is not like the Bavli. Bavli says if you put liquid in your mouth and you forgot to make a bracha and you have more liquid in a cup in front of you, swallow it without a bracha. Okay. So, but the Yerushalmi argues, Yerushalmi says, polton, you spit it out. If it was food, masakal and son, and put it to the side of your mouth. That's this the first sheet of the Sarfuno. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mari Kumei Rabbi Yaisi Bar Oven B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, he says, no, filo eichlen polton. Even if it's food, you also should not put it on the side of your mouth because you're not supposed to say a bracha with your mouth full. Why? Because it says in Pasuk, My mouth will be filled of your praise. That means if you're saying a bracha and you have food in your mouth, you're not filled with your praise because half of it is filled with a little challah, whatever else you're having in your mouth. Okay. Now, just to say this. So halacha lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, we say that it depends like this. When it comes to ochlin, it says that if it's something which does not become mias, and here's an example in the footnotes, is a sucking candy. So if you put a sucking candy in your mouth and you forgot to make a bracha, so it doesn't become mias if you spit it out. So you take it out of your mouth. Don't put it on the side of your mouth and then make the bracha. If it's something which becomes mias, which he says, for example, blueberries, because that's about as mias as you can get. So that you will put to the side of your mouth. I think that's what he says over here. Is that right? Yeah, and it's in the middle of 14. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's masbun, just to say this far over here, is the Bavli holds it's more important not to waste food than to eat food without a blessing. It's just what's interesting about this halacha really is because we just learned that that it's moyel behech, right? Hashem or it's moya kan kodem bracha kan lacha bracha har sasal neodom. So how is he able to eat it, you know, without a bracha? Why doesn't he have? Because batasha is also a cheshbon. Okay. Han kaisis to sachitim now. Yeah, a little bit more. Just a little bit. Hakai sachitim, if you chew and swallow whole wheat kernels, I'm a lamb, I'm a mizorinim. This is like a Yehuda Shita of the Mishnah that you have to be more specific in your bracha. Afion, if you bake them and then you cook them, then bisman shapusis kayomos, if they're intact, so they know my lamb always left with arts. Umarach lacher of shalosh brachos. So this would be, okay. Then it says, it's not kayamas. Then you say, and finally, it says, how big is it considered to be intact? So it says, that's the size of a kazayas. So this is where we're going to stop. So the rule is like this. So now I'm going to give you a test. So now, according to what we just read, the person has matzah farfel that he sprinkles into his chicken soup instead of croutons, he uses matzah farfel. This is what we use when I was in Lakewood. That's what they served. They just sprinkled matzah farfel on top of the watery soup. So do you have to wash hamaitzi on that or not? Now that you've learned this, Yerushalmi. Use the Yerushalmi rules. Don't give me new svaras. It's less than a kazayas. It's less than a kazayas. It says over here, you don't have to make hamotzi on it. If it would be bigger pieces, then you would have to make hamotzi. Collectively, it's less than a kazayas. Each individual piece. No, I don't think you say tafel. Okay, I got the vach.